It's okay. It's Matthew chapter 9. Matthew chapter 9. Jesus had gotten into a boat. He had just healed a paralyzed man. And the challenge today is this. Have you allowed Jesus to be your friend? You know, someone you can talk to all the time and go to and tell him anything. And not also your physician. In other words, someone who can do the work of a doctor, healing, restoring certain areas of your life. So, the challenge, is he your friend or is he your friend and physician? This is I love this in a minute. Stay with me. This is great. I love this about friendship. Matthew chapter 9, verse 9, as Jesus passed on from there, he saw a man called Matthew sitting at the tax booth, and he said to him, "Follow me." And he rose and followed him. And as Jesus reclined at the table in the house, behold, many tax collectors and sinners came and were reclining with Jesus and his disciples. And when the Pharisees saw this, they said to the disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" But when he heard it, he said, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick. Go and learn what this means. I desire mercy and not sacrifice, for I came not to call the righteous, but sinners." Again, before we really get going, I want to share something that just amazes me here. Is it not incredible that friends or friendship is a part of the process of coming to know God for the first time or coming back to God after being wounded and hurt by other Christians or whatever? Friendship is a key step. And it was for all of the disciples, if you think about it. So here, Jesus had come from Peter's house. He's doing some ministry. He gets into someone's boat. What is he doing? He's finding people that are willing to share with him resources. And, don't miss this, he's moving away from those who are not willing. So what is he? He's modeling exactly what's about to happen in chapter 10 with the disciples in verse 14. If anyone will not receive you or listen to your words, shake off the dust from your feet when you leave that house or town. So the first thing that could be paralyzing us in our lives are friends who are not loving, accepting, or real and peaceful. And we need to just step into a boat and move away from them. So why don't you consider that? But also consider Matthew's big day here. I mean, he had to be chumming it up with Jesus a bit. He was recording everything that was happening. He was his friend. But was he his physician yet? No. Let's face it, this is Matthew, the writer of this gospel. This was his big day. I mean, he'd heard Jesus speak. He'd seen him do amazing things. I'm sure they were friends, and that's why Jesus was able to just say, "Hey, follow me." And suddenly, Matthew had invited Jesus into his house, into his mess, into his friendships. And Jesus went from being friend to being friend and physicians. Look, we've all invited friends over and cleaned the entire house before they got there, haven't we? And if you're married and you didn't do that, or you got in trouble for it. But that's keeping Jesus at a distance. When we invite Jesus into our house, our lives, the good, the bad, the ugly, the messy, then he can actually grab a hold of and do the work of a physician and truly restore and heal and assure us of forgiveness for the things that we feel ashamed or dirty about. And oh, by the way, Jesus, here are my friends also. They could use help. If we do this, Jesus can really just get a hold of our biggest sore, our deepest need, those paralyzing thoughts, and just assure us of forgiveness. Otherwise, if we don't invite him in our house, in our life, how can he? Keeping Jesus at the friendship level in this process is to say that I don't need any help, which is exactly what he told the badgering religious friends here in verse 12. That he had walked away from. He said, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick, go and learn what this means. Go and learn," he told them. They weren't ready like Matthew and his sinning buddies. Listen, if you're going to make disciples, you're going to have to be an imperfect friend and have imperfect friends. We all have that one area that needs addressing, needs assuring of forgiveness, needs dressing up by the doctor. We have a good, great friend in Jesus who is also the great physician. Will you let him be both to you this week so your eyes can be taken off yourself and you can see the wounds of your friends and point them also to your physician? God bless and God heal you.